My dear brothers and sisters, let us enjoy Easter. Let us enjoy the Holy Week. And as we started with this solemn celebration, you coming singing Hosanna. Hosanna, go back home as a woman of Hosanna, as a man of Hosanna, as a boy of Hosanna, as a girl of Hosanna. Be a celebrating man, a celebrating woman, because Jesus has defeated injustice. So don't waste time in making tricks. Be happy. Be happy. They say the hunger in South Sudan is not man-made. And what is it? It is man-made. The leadership created this hunger. Whether you are in the leadership, where or where, even for us in the church, we created this hunger. You chase away people from the agricultural lands. You recruit all young men to go shooting and killing. Who is going to cultivate? Who is going to fish? Women who are cultivating in their village, they are all sent away. Who created this hunger? It is you, in Tundel. You created it. You stole the money, bought the guns, chase away the people, and you say, international community, come and give us food. I used to tell some diplomat, don't give this food. Exchange the food with the gun. If the government is asking for food, you come with 1,000 bags of grain, and you say, okay, I have 1,000 bags of grain, give me 10 clancy cup, and you take the grain. So that the number of guns are reduced in our country. And we shall have food more than the guns. Buttering, no? You bought it, and now you need also food to be given to you. Caviar. Well, even if I have a lot of food, I will not give you. Don't say the bishop doesn't care. I do care. But we exchange. Bring the clancy cup, I give you food. So that I take the clancy cup and throw it away. And next time you can go to cultivate. As simple as that. Let us pray that this Easter truly will be the Easter of the resurrection. That our people have to rise. Our people have to rise from the dead, from the hunger, from the suffering. Let this Easter bring back our brothers and sisters who have run away from this country. Let us sing Hosanna, all of us. So that there is nobody in Uganda, in Kenya, or where. Every one of us should come back and go back to their original villages and continue life as it is. And this can only happen if all of us believe in the resurrection of Christ and believe in the gospel, do the right thing, and allow the message of God, the message of love, the message of peace, the message of unity, the message of everything go through. That is all. This church is for all of us, not only for the bishop. The gospel is for all of us, not only for the bishop. May the Lord bless you, bless your families, bless your intentions, good intentions. And please stand up for the poor, for the needy, for the vulnerable among us, so that we receive this Easter with grace and blessing.
Radio Bakita, 91 FM, Bakita, the voice of the church.